Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to our Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent day that you have made. Lord, I praise you for this magnificent book called the Word of God that tells us everything we need to know about how to live, how to treat people, and everything you will do and why you will do it. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the Word of God. Now, Lord, bless the word as it goes out today. As we study the book of Proverbs, give us all revelation and wisdom and understanding from your mighty word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're in Proverbs chapter 15, and we're in verse 2. It says, "He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him." Now, let's just think about it this way. If you will just do right, you will honor God. But if you sin, it is to despise God. And I've come to realize that if you'll do right and honor the Lord, then he will hear your prayers and answer them in a mighty way. I mean, you will get to see God do some awesome things. Whereas if you will not, if you walk in sin, he clearly says in Psalm 66:18, "I will not hear the prayer of a sinner." So if you're walking in sin, God will not hear your prayer, and you won't get to see him do anything. But if you'll walk upright and just in his presence, he will do great and mighty things for you. Now then, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Now that's verse 3. In other words, a rebel's foolish talk should prick his own pride, but the wise man's speech is respected. In other words, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a rebel to have foolish talk. I hear too many people that do that today. When I speak, I want to speak the words of God, and I want them to bring forth great and awesome results. If you will be that kind of man, like Proverbs says, though the wise man, your speech will be respected. When you talk, people will listen. Verse 4 says, "Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox." What is he trying to say here? In other words, if the stable is empty, it's clean. There's no ox there. But also, there's no income from an empty stable. If you don't have an ox in there, you can't go out and plow. So if you've got an ox in there, back in the days when this was written, if you had an ox in there, you could go out and you could take that oxen and you could go out and plow your field, and so you could have some increase. The same way today, of course, men that have tractors and things like that, if you got tractors around the place, you know, they're going to do a lot of work for you, but there's going to be a little bit of mess behind those things and the things that you have to do with oil and all kinds of things and fuel and everything else. But if you don't have them things, you can't produce much today. So what he's trying to tell us there, you've got to have some animals or equipment, and you have to keep it up, because if you don't, if you keep the barn clean and there's nothing in it, no livestock, no horses, there will be no increase. Verse 5 says, "A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies." In verse 5, a truthful witness, if you're truthful, you'll never lie. A false witness always lies. Now then, I think about what the Lord says in verse 5 there about lying. In other words, he does not like for us to lie. How often do you have to lie to be a liar? Only one time. If you lie one time, you're a liar. So you need to make sure that you walk in truth in everything you do. Get rid of lying. Don't be a lying witness. Be a truthful witness, so that when people see you and you speak, they will know that you always tell the truth and that you never tell a lie. And verse 6, it says, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." In verse 6, in other words, you might say that a mocker never finds the wisdom he claims he is looking for. yet it comes easy to the man with common sense. Now then, common sense is something I've heard about all my life, but now I understand what common sense is. Common sense is wisdom. Common sense is the wisdom that can only come from God. Now the Word of God clearly says in James chapter 1, if any man lacks wisdom, verse 5, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But in verse 6 he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. In other words, if you ask in faith and not waver, then God will give you the wisdom. But he says, if you waver, you're unstable, double-minded in all that you do. And he says, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So you've got to be a man of faith if you want God to do anything for you. You do not want to be double-minded and unstable. You must, seek wisdom. Now, wisdom comes from God, and wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge that you have. Now, I've seen a lot of men, a lot of people that goes to school and get a lot of education. Some of them even got PhDs, but they don't know what to do with it. They don't ever know how to have a job. I mean, I've seen people that are educated and uneducated, both of them the same way, that cannot get a job, cannot keep a job, because they have no wisdom. They need to seek God diligently and get in His Word, and then ask in faith for the Lord to give them wisdom. And when He does, then they'll know what to do with the knowledge they have, and then whatever they set their hands to do, they will be blessed. If they do not do that and don't ask God in faith for that wisdom, He will not give that wisdom to you, and you will never be blessed in your life, because you can have all the knowledge there is and still not know what to do with it, and so therefore you will not be blessed. Verse 7 says, go from the presence of a foolish man when you perceive not in him the lips of knowledge. Now then, if you're looking for advice, stay away from a fool. In other words, if you're trying to get some advice from someone about something, go to an intelligent, good man that has wisdom from God. Whatever you do, don't go down to try to ask some bunch of young guys that have no idea what's going on, or even a bunch of old guys that have no idea what's going on. Find you a godly man that's walked in obedience to God's Word, that when he talks, he speaks the words of God. When you find a man like that, you can ask him what's going on in life. He can tell you. He can certainly be a blessing to you. So, whatever you do, find a man with knowledge and wisdom whenever you're looking for advice. It says also in the Word of God that a wise man seeks the counsel of many wise men. So, whatever you do, seek that knowledge and wisdom from wise men. In verse 8 of chapter 14, it says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. In other words, you might say the wise man looks ahead. He knows what's going on. The fool attempts to fool himself, and he won't face facts. In other words, when you're a wise man, you will look ahead, you'll analyze the situation. If you're going to build a home or something, you'll seek out all the advice you need. You'll see what this is going to cost you. You'll think through this entire thing. You'll get the advice of several wise men. And you'll know that to build this home that you're going to build, if that's what you're going to do, it's going to cost you X number of dollars to do it. And therefore, you look to see, do I have that much money, or can I finance that much money, or what can I do before you start? You don't want to start saying you've got $50,000, and you don't want to start and say, well, I can build this particular house for $50,000 if I do it myself. And then you don't do any checking and find out that material's more expensive than you thought. You had to build a bigger, deeper foundation than you thought. And by the time you've spent your $50,000, you don't even have it sealed up in the dry in the roof. I've seen that happen. I've seen people do that, and then the house sat right there and rot down, because they had spent all their money and couldn't go any further and couldn't get any money to finish. That's not the way you want to do it. So you need to check things out before you go. In verse 9, It says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Now, the common bond of rebels is their guilt. The common bond of the godly people is goodwill. Now, you want to make sure that you walk with a man that is a good man. You do not want to get involved with this rebel, because you'll become just like a rebel. You don't want nothing to do with people that live in that realm. Stay as far from them as you possibly can. In fact, the Word of God says that for people that won't be obedient and serve God and do what He says, even if they're Christians, in the Word of God, He says we're not even to sit down and have a meal with those people if they won't obey God's mighty Word. Now then, this next verse here, in verse 10, it says, the heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. In other words, only the person involved can know his own bitterness or joy. No one else can really share it. Only you know what's going on there. Now it says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. In other words, the works of the wicked will perish. The work of the godly will flourish. God is very clear in His Word that if you want to be blessed, you must serve the living God. Now then, only those men that serve the living God will be blessed in life. Besides that, those men that know God and to walk in obedience to His commandments and love Him, not only will they be blessed and their children be blessed, but then when you die, you get to go to heaven. And what a blessing that is. Verse 12 says, before every man there lies a wide and pleasant road that seems right, but it ends in death. Now, that's a pretty awesome statement. Now, then, let me read that to you in the King James. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Isn't that awesome? There's a wide and pleasant road, and boy, how many people are taking that wide and pleasant road today, and it is leading them down to death. And that's another reason so many Christians are sick. They're sinning in so many ways. They're giving place to the devil. And sin is what brings sickness and disease in your life. If you will stop sinning and walk holy before God and walk in faith, like the Lord says, you can walk without sickness and disease in your family. And it is a wonderful place to walk. Praise God. I've had the privilege of walking it the last 20 years of my life. I'd invite you to give me a call for audio and video tapes of these teachings. I send them out to you free and postpaid. Just give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web. You can see our events, where we teach, where we're speaking. We'll be on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can send us an email and order tapes and things. And praise the Lord Jesus.